This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. The NFL draft will go forward tomorrow in a virtual format because of COVID-19 concerns. The Browns have the 10th pick. First off, Terry, there were some technical glitches during a dry run of the first two rounds earlier this week.
If I hear one more complaint, you know, from these general managers about how hard it is to have a virtual draft or whatever, you're going to tell all these guys, you know what you ought to do? Go out there with the 22 million people who had to file unemployment and then ask yourself, gee, can I make it through a virtual draft and figure this out when I have, you know, millions of dollars worth of IT equipment?
So they have been complaining about it.
Yes, they have. I will say this. I heard it's not coming from the Browns. And maybe it's because Paul D. Podesta, the chief strategy officer, he's always been a big computer guy, one of the godfathers of Moneyball, the statistical computer analysis stuff used in baseball for many, many years. Then you have Andrew Berry, one of his many majors from Harvard to grad school, is computer science. Mm. And he's only 32. And Kevin Stefanski, the coach, he's an Ivy League guy from Penn, is 37. I believe he's an economics major. So they're not as freaked out about it as, say, somebody of my generation who are running some of the other teams. But frankly, any of us of any generation who have a decent job right now should shut up and do it and be grateful.
Okay. The Browns have the 10th pick. And while they're not looking for a quarterback, I've been seeing a lot of this phrase that the Browns are quarterback-centric. So what does that mean?
Clearly, somebody came up with this in a meeting, and they're all, you know, passing it along. They want to figure out, Amanda, is Baker Mayfield their guy for the next number of years or not? Because if you looked at the first year, you set a rookie record for touchdown passes. But had you not seen the first year, you only saw the second year, where he ranked near the bottom of the main statistical categories, he would have looked just like another young quarterback, kind of just trying to figure it out and sort of sinking in the swamp of the NFL.
Okay, so this is the year they've decided they're going to figure this out.
Exactly, and they decided also that let's put the right stuff around him to help him, because they felt, okay, he had trouble with the offensive line. In other words, he went back to pass. The pass rush was down his throat. So they went out, and they signed a right tackle named Jack Conklin for $42 million. Quarterback-centric plan number two is they went out and made Austin Hooper from Atlanta the highest-paid tight end in the NFL. He was also a free agent. And then the third quarterback-centric thing they did was bring in Case Keenum, an older quarterback who played for Stefanski before, the vintage top pro to teach you how to exactly to be an NFL quarterback, and also, if needed, could play and play reasonably well, and knew exactly what Stefanski wanted. So they set all those things up. But they have one big hole left on the offense, left tackle. Ever since the retirement of the great Joe Thomas, and he is, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, they got to get somebody. And that's what's looming in the draft. Can you get a left tackle? And they say, he's got a good offensive line. We're going to give him a game plan that works. We're going to put the talent around him. And by this time next year, we're either going to be signing Baker Mayfield to a long-term contract, or we're going to be shopping for a quarterback.
Okay. In the background here, hearing some rumors about the Browns possibly trading Odell Beckham Jr., the star wide receiver. Any validity to those rumors?
I don't think so right now. A couple teams have asked about him. But also one thing, in the internet age, if you want to get some internet hits, and I even know it myself, just write something about Odell Beckham, maybe being traded or not being traded, deny it. In fact, the Odell Beckham rumor to Minnesota, I'm not going to get real technical, but they have a thing called salary cap. It wouldn't even work in a salary cap. It was the moment I heard it, go, that's just bogus.
Terry, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.